your place. USDA is the highest graded beef in the world. That's why it's gobbled up by all the finest upscale restaurants. How about the USDA Prime 14-ounce New York strip, 22-ounce porterhouse, or 16-ounce ribeye? They also offer 6- and 9-ounce barrel-cut filet mignon, tenderloin medallions, and a pepper loin. And as for the surf, Scottish salmon Dijon, trout almondine, jumbo fried shrimp tempura, Maryland-style crab cakes, Maine dry pack scallops, twin North Atlantic lobster tails, and giant Alaskan king crab legs. Double it up at Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637. Download the app Open Table or make them online, surfandsirloin.com. The 590, the Fan, KFNS Studios in Kirkwood. I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number 3 of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank Opinion.
The NFL season is about to kick off. Know what that means? It's time to bet, win, and get paid at MyBookie.ag. MyBookie has more odds and more prop bets than any other sports book, and absolutely nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it. Sign up now, and MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to bet your favorite teams. Want more? How about $100,000? Dollars more. You win MyBookie's first ever NFL handicapping super contest, and 100 grand is all yours. Don't play on some no-name sports book. Bet with the best at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code radio to get your exclusive double your money offer today. That's promo code radio. Play, win, and get paid at MyBookie.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave, because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Riley here to tell you about the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills, opening Monday, September 9th, on Lindbergh Boulevard, just off of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co. So keep that long hair and scruffy beard, and let me or one of the other talented stylists clean you up. Get a precision haircut, hot lather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for just $14. Walk in anytime, open 7 days a week. Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills, on Lindbergh Boulevard, just off of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co. It's wicked awesome.
Get ready to kick off football season the right way. Join me, Cam Jansen, as I return to my hometown on Friday, September 13th, for the Eureka High School football home opener. The Cam Jansen Show will be out there from 5 to 6 p.m. with the best barbecue in town, Super Smokers. Just look for their portable food trailer. You can't miss it. Super Smokers is always offering their fresh cooked barbecue and homemade sides available for catering anywhere across the STL area. Get a taste on September 6th and order up at supersmokers.com.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just 3 blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Riley here to tell you about our newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills. Opening Monday, September 9th. Grand opening haircuts for just $14. Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills on Lindbergh Boulevard, just south of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co. It's wicked awesome!
Try to hit that high note and hold it. The late, great Kate Smith. Now it's showtime.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Creamy poop of a mystic unicorn.
Sounds disgusting.
We're about to get Vineyard's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 5th edition of Vineyard's Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. Window World is a world of windows and the best window for the money in the United States. It must be because it's far and away the number one seller. You want to, well, you want some information about this window before you have them, and I hope you will have them, come out to your house and give you a free in-home estimate, and go to windowworldstlouis.com. We'll talk a little bit about windows and then a lot about some other stuff and follow it with a joke, but first.
Hey!
The control board. You know him, you love him. You can't live without him. We all lived without him for 19 years because he was in Great Britain, and 10 of those he lived in Birmingham, England. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
What was that? No, what happened?
I think it froze. Hang on a second. I'm going to try and... I don't know if I should restart it or not.
Try and give Man, it this is really...
This is nerve-wracking. Okay, hang on a sec. Let me see if it works. Okay, there we go. So, right. Say it again.
For 10... You know, the show's already ruined now. For 10 of the... Stop the music for a second. You know what I always say? Any day, who knows who's listening? It could be a potential next employer. They hear this and they go, well, not only do we not want that Frank opinion, we don't want that control board guy. He messed up. We don't want that. We don't want that show.
Why am I getting blamed?
For 10 of those years, he lived in Birmingham, England. That's right. He's the guy who doesn't want to admit that whatever he just did was messed everything up. Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. Frank, thank you for that extremely kind intro.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for whatever you just did. Bill Cleveland is not in the studio. I believe he's still in Arkansas, but I don't know.
Little Rock.
Well, then he is still in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. We'll check in with him, and hopefully it'll be a decent connection. I understand he is today on the landline. That's smart, because yesterday was horrible. Couldn't even do the segment, so he'll double down, hopefully, today. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both Senior Vice President Investors with Stifel. And if you're approaching retirement, it's good to know how to claim your Social Security benefits. Mark and Jason can help you create a retirement plan and a strategy for claiming those Social Security benefits. Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE, and to schedule your complimentary retirement plan review or for their phone number and more, go to
MarkAndJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Denny's, Wendy's, and Kentucky Fried Chicken all at one time called him one of theirs. So did the Cutco Knife Company, where he sold knives door to door. So did some roller skating rink, don't know the name of it, where he was a DJ. Do you remember the name of it?
The Forum Skating Station. It's Wheel Fun.
Ooh.
That was their slogan.
It's wheel fun.
That was their slogan.
That's a good one. I like it. Well, what matters is the expression, yeah, but what did you do for me lately? What matters is, what's he doing lately? He is the head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. That would be this show. He's in charge of resetting the digital clock. Let's check it and see if he's done a good job. It's 5:20:05, 5:20:06, 5:20:07, 5:20:08. Yeah, he did it right. He's also our newsman, our news director. He's an author of the book, Bad Mood, Good Mood. And one more thing. Let's not forget this. He is a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hello and thank you to everyone at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located at the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in Florissant. They'd love to put you in a new Chevy or any pre-owned vehicle on their lot. Give them a call, 314-837-1800. Again, 314-837-1800. Or shop online 24-7 at Londoff.com. And if you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know your AM and the PM at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Crab Boy's got an idea for a game show. He's been watching game shows. He knows of the success that the late Merv Griffin had and all the game shows he created. And it's kind of a spinoff on an existing show. And I got to check the name again. Not Wheel of Fortune. Yours is called Wheel of what?
Cheese.
Wheel of Cheese. Mm. I think many of you know sometimes cheese in great bulk.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. Comes in like big wheels. Dan, remember on our trip and Tim, that farm we went to?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's what they did. That farm produced like mountains of cheese.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. Well, good luck with the game show. It sounds like it's not going to make it, but good luck anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, can you ever get enough of great polka music? And the answer is no. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. We are brought to you by Window World. There's a window in our house. It's like a scalloped window. It's like a flower. It's in the bathroom. And one petal of the flower is fogged up. It's like there was a break in the seal or something, and it's foggy in between what I'm guessing are two panes of glass. Sadly, Window World does not do that kind of window. They're not in the one-of-a-kind flower-sculpted window business. But you can bet that if there's ever an issue with a door that has glass or a window in our house, and I see that there's either a break in the seal and between the two panes there's moisture or fog, or there's hot air coming in where we don't want it coming in, that's the call we will make to Window World. It's a call you should make, too. Now, I don't know how long you've been in your house or how old your house is. If you're in a brand new house, just built, you're not going to need Window World for a while, but you will need them if you stay in that house very long, because the windows are going to go bad. They're going to have to be replaced. Unless you, and I don't know if there's any such thing as a, window that lasts 50 years or 60 years. I do know this, though. When you replace the windows with a Window World window, there actually is a lifetime guarantee. It's a lifetime warranty that includes the glass, the labor, everything. So what you want to do is hope that you live to be like 99 years old or 100 years old. And then you call Window World if something finally happens to the window and say, I'm 98. My window just broke. You know what? They'll come out and take care of it. No charge, because it's a lifetime warranty. It is the number one selling replacement window in the United States for a lot of good reasons. Check them out at windowworldstlouis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota.
And today I'm in Little Rock, Arkansas. Yesterday I had a horrible phone line. It was crappy. Couldn't do the segment. But he's here today from Little Rock, Arkansas, brought to you by, what do you know, we just mentioned them, Window World. They do so much for this show. If you ever get the opportunity, and I hope you do, to thank them, let them know your AM and the PM. We'd appreciate it, because they do a lot. They do a lot to keep this show going, including sponsoring this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, from Little Rock, Arkansas, I'm getting the sign to stall. Because apparently we do not have him on the phone, even though we were supposed to have him on the phone. So what I'm doing is stalling. And now, very slowly, I will say, ladies and gentlemen, here is Bill. I'm going to take a chance here and hope that by the time the applause finishes, he's on the line.
Okay.
Here is Bill Cleveland.
Nope, not going to happen. Okay, here's...
Well, thanks, Frank.
It's 2 days in a row.
No, here's what happened. I was calling the number, and then Bill sends me a text and says, oh, crap, I gave you the wrong number. So I call the number that he sends, the second number, and it's a fax number. No, it's a fax number. So then he goes, oh, I had it right. So I call back, and it's got this long, drawn-out intro with some recording. Uh-huh. And now it says, stand by for the operator.
What?
And now it just hung up.
Is there a reason, and I'm not a rocket scientist here, but is there a reason why Bill can't call here from wherever he
is? I don't know what that reason would be.
I don't.
Why don't you send him a text and say, hey, Pinocchio, call us at this number?
Because he doesn't want to spend the money for the long distance if he's calling from...
Well, then try the cell phone again. He can't be in the same spot he was in yesterday. I mean, we'll just take a chance here. This is 2 days in a row. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating. Hey, what did I just say a while ago? I'll bet you today's the day. A high-level executive from one of the radio stations in St. Louis. They probably just had a meeting recently and said, let's check out that Lawrence Morning Show in the afternoon. That show would be great on our station.
I have a suggestion.
What?
I'm being transferred to the operator again.
I believe Tim was speaking. Go ahead, Tim.
I think maybe as punishment you should demote him for a week to the 6 o'clock hour.
Oh. Or put him on Larry's show. Oh, wait, Larry's not here anymore. Larry comes.
Tell him to do On the Road with Charlie Tuna.
Now, see, would that be a demotion, really?
I don't know.
I'm being transferred.
This is ridiculous.
This is great radio.
He is in Arkansas. I'll tell you something that happened to me in Arkansas that I can't believe this happened. I can't believe this cop had the talent to pull this off, what I'm about to explain to you. I was coming out of a forest and driving up northwestern Arkansas.
Why were you in the forest?
I was driving through the forest. I mean, it was just a very forestry-type land, okay? It was a highway. Mm. I was in southwestern Arkansas doing PI work. I'm coming back up toward Joplin, you know, up there toward... You are such a P-rip. I'm trying to help this man out by filling time, and you play that.
I'm sure.
Fine.
Frank's
okay. Do better. Tell him a story, Limey.
Go ahead, Limey. Your turn.
Okay, back to me.
I don't have a story. I was just going to sit here quietly and let Frank do his job.
No, this cop pulled over 7 cars at one time.
That's hard to do.
Well, I mean, you're a big dude, and he literally stood in the middle of the highway. And I don't know how he knew which ones were speeding and which ones weren't. But he's like, you over. You come, you over.
Because somebody further back told him.
7 cars at a time. I mean, that's a lot of license plates and a lot of makes and models to
recognize. A lot of figures to write.
And then we had to sit there, and we all sat there and waited for him to write it. And I was like 6 of the 7.
That ruined your image of Arkansas.
I've seen a cop pull over 2 cars at a time.
Bill just messaged you.
But 7, that's amazing. Now you can play that.
Here's a text from Bill. Your phone is busy. No, it's not.
Do we need to reset the line?
What line did you give him?
No, tell him to call now because they can't transfer from the front desk, apparently. So you can only give him a message.
He says he can't get through that the lines are busy.
What?
Folks, I'm so sorry. You know what?
If I called Bill,
I'm actually thinking about
right
resigning and just not doing this anymore today. And any radio executives who are listening, this is not typical. Well, okay, yeah, it is. Of our regular. Yeah, it is typical. We do this all the time. What number should I tell him to call? One of the, like, 282 or whatever.
Oh, I think he's got him.
Nobody else.
Oh, here we go.
Nobody.
All righty, we got him.
Nobody. Let's reintroduce him, even though he probably doesn't deserve it. But let's see what his version of the story is as to what just happened. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Cleveland. What in the world happened here, Bill?
Well, I've been trying to call you all on the phone, and the line has been busy.
That is weird.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No, it's weird.
I gave Dan the phone. So I flipped on the app because I figured you guys were talking about me. Mm-hmm. So look at where you were. It's not that I'm too cheap for the phone call. I don't pay for the rooms when I do my trip, so I can't make calls. It won't let me make any outgoing long distance phone calls. That's fine.
That's a great story.
The front desk can't transfer. She says, "I'm sorry, sir, we can't transfer.
What kind of hotel can't transfer to a room?
This is a Hampton Inn. I don't understand.
You need to get that system fixed. So now that you're here, what's going on in Little Rock?
Holy cow. Well, sorry about that.
You're sorry.
We
just lost any opportunity to get a better job somewhere if a potential employer was listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that probably went away well back. So I am in Little Rock now, Little Rock, Arkansas. Yesterday, when apparently the cell phone reception was spotty, I was in a place called Pettie Jean State Park. And for anybody who is coming to Arkansas, you know it's the natural state. Did you know that? That is their slogan, the natural state, and they have tons of awesome opportunities for people to get outside, and this Pettie Jean State Park. It is the number one, I would assume, number one state park in. And I know Dan's girlfriend Sandy used to live in Arkansas, and I think she
lived in Little Rock. Yeah, she's been there many times.
Who is Pettie Jean? Is that somebody's name, Petty?
I am so glad you asked because I have that story. So in the 1700s, it's kind of a interesting story. In the 1700s, there was a young lady, and she wanted to come with this group of explorers from France, but they wouldn't let her because she was a woman. And so she transformed herself, dressed up, cut her hair, turned herself into a little boy.
The
first transgender, right. And so she went on, she apparently, fooled everybody, ended up getting a spot on this ship. She worked in one of the, low-level jobs, and the kicker is her fiancé was on this ship as well. That's how she knew about the explorers. The fiancé didn't even recognize her. So she went through, obviously came across to the New World here, right, doing all the exploring, and what gave it away was she
her
got...
Her penis?
Real...
Or her lack of penis? I'm sorry, the lack of a penis that gave her away?
Well, yes, eventually, but she got really, really sick, violently ill.
Uh-oh.
She ended up dying. That's how they finally discovered. So they buried her in the park. And so Pettie Jean means little John. That's what they used to call her on the ship. But yeah, it's awesome. So if people are looking for recreational opportunities in Arkansas, absolutely check out the state park. We did a hike today. They've got a really awesome waterfall. If people follow on, I know you don't do Instagram, Frank, but I know a lot of people do. I did a video tour with a friend of mine. Her name is Kendall, and we did a video tour on our hike down to the waterfall, which hopefully is entertaining. So folks want to check that out. And then now I am in Little Rock, and so I was more or less hired by the city of Little Rock to do a tourism video to promote Little Rock and all the different things that you can do here in the city. So getting ready to work on that for the next couple of days.
Normally a state park is named, like after an explorer or something. So they named a state park after a girl who pretended to be a boy and got sick and died. That's all it takes to get a state park named after you?
That's how the land was discovered, was that group of people that came over here. So, yeah.
Well, why didn't they name it after one of the other groups? Somebody who didn't pretend to be a boy, and somebody who didn't die, maybe. Why her?
You take that up with the governor. I don't know. I think it's a kind of a cool story.
Mm. Yeah, you're right. You do think it's a cool story.
Oh man,
we're still kind of upset over yesterday and that horrible, cell phone connection. And then today, the fiasco.
No,
we almost gave up again today.
Verizon Wireless. You're going to take that up with Verizon Wireless.
Any opportunity for them to be a sponsor.
Yeah,
all right. So is that it?
Now it is, yes.
Okay.
I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
has had more entertaining segments. In fact, all of the others were more entertaining than this one. This was the worst. It really was.
Pettie Jean State Park. I've been to the sister park, Billie Jean State Park.
too easy. No, too easy. Michael Jackson. Too easy. No, too easy. Michael Jackson joke. Too easy.
Come on, girl. Come to my park, girl.
Bill Clevelin, brought to you by, if they decide to continue to sponsor him, Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. I want all of you, when you get a chance, because I did this today, get online on your phone or computer, whatever, and look up. Just put recent photos of Raquel Welch. She is today 79 years old, and wow, she is smoking hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take a look. You won't believe it. I found recent photos of her. Today is her 79th birthday. She looks maybe 59. Maybe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know what her secret is, but boy, she's still got the teeth and the body. And you know how women, when they get older, they wear a lot of scarves to cover their wrinkled up necks and stuff?
Right.
She didn't seem to have any of that. So I don't know how much of it's plastic surgery. It doesn't matter. She looks great. And she obviously, if she has had any plastic surgery, didn't use Kenny Rogers' doctor or Wayne Newton's doctor. Today was the first day of class for little Princess Charlotte, the daughter of William and Kate. And who cares? Now, when I saw that was like a story, I thought, who are the people who will send best wishes? Oh, have a great first day at school. Believe it or not, there are people that do that. Shoot messages to, and they send messages to the Kardashians. And I read an article where people were upset with how Kim was raising her kid or something. Who cares? What's wrong with you people who do that? Nah, I don't have time for that. Let me move on to something else. When I was a kid, I had like all kids then, had a couple of sets of guns and holsters, Roy Rogers gun, and I had a particular gun that I liked. And a kid came over to play in the yard, and my mother saw that he was playing with my Colt 45. It was a toy. And she, when he left, I was picking up some toys, and I went over to get the gun. It was sitting on something. She says, "Don't touch that." And I said, "Why not?" She goes, "Because he has impetigo."
What?
Impetigo?
Have you ever heard of this? No, impetigo.
Is that like impotence?
No.
No,
he's
impetigo
a kid.
Is
he's
a...
impotent. He's a kid.
It's like a rash or something, isn't it? Yeah.
And when I was a kid, there were two dreaded names. And if parents found out that any kid had ringworm or impetigo, they were told by the parents, "Don't play with that kid, and don't touch anything he's touched."
You got to hear this Wikipedia definition of impetigo.
Okay.
It's a quick one.
Okay.
Lyme impetigo is a common and highly contagious skin infection that mainly affects infants and children. Impetigo usually appears as red sores on the face, especially around a child's nose and mouth and hands and feet.
Yep.
And as a final touch, the sores burst and develop honey-colored crusts.
Yes, that's exactly right.
God.
And I have never forgotten, because when you're a little kid and your mother almost screams, "Don't touch that!"
Mm-hmm.
You in your mind, oh my God, that kid is carrying something horrible.
Wow.
And it was impetigo, impetigo.
Have they cured it yet?
No, it's a thing.
Wow.
Back then, it was a big deal. You don't want to play with Jimmy. He's got impetigo. Or don't wear his cap. He's got ringworm on his cap. Mm. That was another big ringworm.
When was polio vaccinated? Like, when did the vaccine come out for that? What was that like back in the day?
That vaccine was what, like in the 30s or 40s? Or
something? No, my dad had polio, actually.
Well, but he could have had it, and the vaccine can still have been out.
Probably in the 40s or 50s, I guess, polio vaccine.
When was the vaccine?
Trying to dig it up here. Just give me a second.
I want to say like 40s it came. But see, your dad's too late for him. He already had it.
Well, no, I know. FDR, I know a woman who was, I think, in her early 70s, and she had polio. She missed the vaccine by like just that much.
Yeah, that was a bad deal, that polio.
The first successful demonstration of a polio vaccine was 1950.
Okay.
Wow.
I was close. 40s, 50s.
There you go. You see the picture of the guy down in Florida with this hurricane stuff who parked his car. He has a smart car. Parked it in his kitchen.
Yes. Yes. Saw
that. That is awesome.
Yeah. How did he get it in there?
Well, I'm guessing he brought it in through a couple of double doors, like in the great room, and then just kind of drove it or pushed it around into the kitchen.
Wow.
But I don't know how he got it in the kitchen, because no kitchen. The kitchen could have had double doors.
Yeah. If you look at the picture, he's got bay windows right behind the car. So he just put down like this carpet so it doesn't make any marks on the hardwood floor and just... push the car in.
So he figured the storm is not going to be enough to hurt the house, but my little smart car, which is essentially like a big golf cart, it can just blow this thing away. So he put it in the kitchen. I thought that was a great picture. And a lot of people felt the same way, because that guy's had tens of thousands, by now probably hundreds of thousands, of views of that car. Well, Oprah Winfrey, let's just talk about what she's going to do next. She is taking her motivational spirit is going to hit the road early next year with an arena tour. And I'll go ahead right now and predict there will be millions of women who will pay to hear Oprah. Says that it's the 2020 Vision Your Life in Focus tour. I wouldn't pay a dime to go to this.
You're not her market.
I know I'm not. Yeah. It says she's working in conjunction with, here's a surprise, in conjunction with Weight Watchers.
No, it's called WW now.
Well, it's actually WWR, Weight Watchers Reimagined.
Oh, because she did, I saw a commercial on TV, and she was said, how do you like your WW and whatever? And then this lady, she's interviewing some lady and talking to her, and they only referred to it as
WW. So
did you ever follow wrestling, Frank?
No.
Yeah.
So wrestling used to be known as the WWF.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody out there had patented it that nobody had ever heard of. I don't remember.
No, it was the World Wildlife Foundation.
Oh, okay.
They threw a hissy fit.
So they had to change their name. You remember what they changed their name to?
WWE?
And you know what their marketing slogan was?
No.
Get the F out.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I like it.
I like that.
I like it. So here's the thing. It's conversations that she's going to have, a 9-city tour, and she'll have some high-profile guests. Let me tell you something. I don't care. Oprah can talk all day long about your potential and her vision for you. She's not you. We're not her. And I can't stand this kind of stuff. I finally watched Tony Robbins. I found a Tony Robbins, one of his lectures. It was, to me, repulsive and ridiculous, and he used the F word all the time, telling people, get off your effing asses and become somebody, and you can be somebody. Right. And people pay a fortune to hear Tony Robbins tell them to do something they can't do.
Do you think that because Oprah always has this, like, you know, she's real down to earth, really approachable, you can talk to her and have a conversation. Do you think she's actually like that in real life, or is she more like that Jennifer Lopez, prima donna type?
Yeah, I don't think she's like that in real life at all, and I don't think you can be when you reach the heights that she's reached. And more power to her. She's done tremendous things. But no, you can't. I don't think you can be like that and still be Oprah Winfrey. I think you somehow may lose that ability to relate to regular people, although it is in her past. And when you have been poor and you've been poorer than even the average poor person, I may be wrong. Maybe she's never forgotten that, and maybe she can't really, but she's not going to go out and change a bunch of people's lives by telling them that you live your dream. And you know, I've heard that stuff before, and that's what Tony Robbins does. It's ridiculous. So there's a great article today that I read about, if you're going to sell your house, what's the one thing that you can do that has been proven can help your house sell faster? In a lot of cases, it's a lot faster.
And paint?
Paint, that's exactly right. And then they go into, according to realtors who sold a lot of houses, what colors. What do you think?
Gray.
That is exactly right.
I just painted my house gray because I'm thinking about selling it. That's exactly what my realtor told me.
In the kitchen and the bathrooms, gray is the color. Second is, you're right. Second is white, followed by beige.
Mm-hmm.
Just the all times, since the beginning of time, those are the easy standard. Yes, neutral, because nobody goes, ooh, I don't like that. It's beige. It's gray. What's not to like? And then it says for bedrooms, paint soothing colors like light blue or light gray. Those are the best. So there you go, folks. And the exterior of the house. White, white, white. Wherever there's white, put more white paint on it. It says that average price to have the outside of your house painted correctly. What do you think the average range is? How much money?
What size house?
An average house. This is an average subdivision house, 2,200 square feet or whatever.
I'll say $2,000.
$3,000 to $6,000. Wow. Have it done right. $3,000 to $6,000. So there you go. There's your advice on it.
$4,500.
No, you're wrong. I need to get to the joke because it requires a little time to do it right. And you know how that Mike Evans is. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There's a neighborhood bar, and it has regulars, like the Cheers bar. Regular people come in there all the time. And a guy walks in who's been in a lot. He's blind, and he comes in tapping his blind stick and walks in. He knows his way around. It's obviously been there before. He taps his way up to the bar. And he has very good hearing. A lot of times people who are blind, and they can hear. And some people say, well, your sense of hearing is heightened. I don't think that's true. I just think you rely more on your hearing. And he says to the bartender, he says, I just heard a voice coming, I believe, down there at the end of the bar. It doesn't sound familiar to me. Is there someone new in here who's not a regular? And the bartender says, well, you're pretty good. Yeah, there is, actually. Guy down there at the end says he's Jesus, Son of God. And the blind guy says, what? He goes, yeah, I'm going to tell you something. He's got a robe on. He's got long hair. I mean, hey, who am I to say? I mean, he's either a nut or maybe he really is. And the blind guy says, well, let's not take any chances. Would you buy him whatever he's drinking and tell him it's from the blind guy? The bartender says, sure. So the bartender goes down and says to the guy, hey, the blind guy wants to buy what he's drinking. And the guy in the robe and the long hair says, club soda. Because Jesus wouldn't be drinking, you know, alcohol, unless it was wine. And in comes another regular customer who's deaf. He walks up to the bar, and the bartender immediately puts out a pad and paper, because he knows this guy. He knows he's deaf. He nods and waves at him, and the deaf guy looks down the end of the bar and writes, who, on the pad and paper, who is the guy in the robe and long hair who looks like Jesus? And the bartender takes the pad and writes, he says he is Jesus, that he is the Son of God. And then the deaf guy takes the pad and writes, well, either he's nuts or he really is. Let's not take any chances. Buy him a drink and tell him it's from the deaf guy. So the bartender buys this man in the robe another drink, and the man in the robe looks over and acknowledges the deaf guy. Thank you. And then in comes another regular, and he's on crutches. He looks like he can barely walk, maybe at least one bad leg, maybe two. Shuffles up to the bar with his crutches and says to the bartender, goes, hey, I think I know pretty much everybody comes in. Who's the guy down at the end? Bartender says, well, I mean, whether you believe it or not, he says he's Jesus. And the guy on the crutches says, like, is in Jesus, like, in the Bible? He said, yep, that's who he says he is. And the guy on the crutches says, well, you know, maybe he's just a misguided poor soul, or maybe he really is. Buy him a drink, tell him it's from me. So he does, and the guy in the robe looks over and acknowledges to the guy on the crutches, hey, thanks for the soda, club soda. And then the guy in the robe gets up to leave, leaves some money to pay, and as he's walking out, he stops, and he touches the blind guy on the forehead and says, for your kindness, you can see. And just like that, 20/20 vision. The guy says, I can't believe it. So that's what you look like, and that's what you look like, and oh my goodness, and what the bar looks like. I can't believe it. I can see. I've never seen. I was born blind. I can't believe this. Thank you. Thank you. And then the guy in the robe walks over to the deaf guy and puts his hands on each side of his face over his ears and says, for your kindness, because he, you know, bought him a drink, you can hear. And he takes his hands away, And the deaf guy says, what's that sound? What's that noise? They go, it's a jukebox over there playing some music. That's what music sounds like? Is that what your voice sounds like? Oh my goodness, what's that sound outside? Those are cars going by. I've never heard any of this in my life. I've been deaf my whole life. This is unbelievable. Oh my goodness, thank you. And then the guy in the robe and the long hair walks over to the guy with the crutches. And as he reaches out for him, the guy leans back and goes, hey, don't touch me, man. I'm on disability.
Let's get a check on traffic. Here's Joe Sonderman.
Well, it's gotten busy here in the last few minutes. Southbound I-170 at Olive, injury crash blocking the right lane. Eastbound 64, still long delays approaching the Poplar Street Bridge across the river to 3rd Street where they're clearing a crash. We have a pretty bad one in the 70 express lanes at Madison. Stick with the main line and a stalled vehicle reported westbound 44 past Arsenal. That one was in the right lane. The support paid for by Dr. Patient Unity. Surprise medical bills are bankrupting Americans. Now insurance companies want to make things worse with a scheme called Rate Set. They want to cover even less of your medical care while making billions in profits. Tell Congress, vote no on rate setting. I'm Joe Sonderman. Now it's back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Get ready to kick off football season the right way. Join me, Cam Jansen, as I return to my hometown on Friday, September 13th, for the Eureka High School football home opener. The Cam Jansen Show will be out there from 5 to 6 p.m. with the best barbecue in town, Super Smokers. Just look for their portable food trailer. You can't miss it. Super Smokers is always offering their fresh cooked barbecue and homemade sides available for catering anywhere across the STL area. Get a taste on September 6th and order up at supersmokers.com.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just 3 blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
Riley here to tell you about our newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills. Opening Monday, September 9th. Grand opening haircuts for just $14. Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills on Lindbergh Boulevard, just south of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co. It's wicked awesome!
Now, see, watch. Now we're a little short on time. He won't have enough time. He had too much the last couple of days. He's Mike Evans. He's in Dallas, Texas. We're going to check in with him after I remind you he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. They're east of all the other stuff. They're closed only on Monday. And gift cards are always a good idea to Annie Gunn's and or the Smokehouse Market. Here he is, Mike Evans, everybody.
Oh, I get the wrong one.
Well, they started slow, and then they picked up with the applause.
Awkward question. A lot of celebrities have bad kids. According to legal experts, these are the four celebrities with the most lawless kid. But which parent has the most lawless kid? James Brown, Michael Douglas, Nicolas Cage, Marlon Brando. Answer in a minute. Movie review. It is It Chapter 2. Just when you thought that pesky clown was history, wrong. 27 years later and 19 years since the last he last appeared, the clown is back, and he's more creepy and scary than ever. Sad, that in the second installment, Richie was played by Harry Anderson, but with his passing, Bill Hader now plays Richie. A great horror movie that is terrorizing, emotionally disturbing. Some may need a diaper. It's that good.
Whoa.
Great acting. And heads up, a lot of cameos. Look closely. The shoekeeper is Stephen King, who wrote It, the book, and the movies. Rated R, 3 stars.
Hmm.
Odds and ends. Did you see that miniature horse that was on an airplane?
Yes, we talked about it, yeah.
Owner claiming it was a service animal. A few months ago, a friend of mine who works at Delta Airlines in reservation got a call from a flyer saying that they had a service animal and wanted to know if it would be allowed. A snake.
Oh, yeah. I've heard.
But it was request was denied.
Yeah.
The snake, not going to be allowed on the plane. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Gropinator, is helping his illegitimate son, Joseph, get into the movies. You know, it's truly amazing to me that when Arnold was the governor of California, he was accused 20 times of sexually harassing the staff, and nothing ever happened.
Telling you.
That's just plain bullshit.
There's an A-list, and he's on it.
There you go. Hey, did you see the photograph yesterday, Joe Biden, with his right eye, with that hemorrhaging in his right eye?
No.
Really?
No, I didn't see it.
Mm-mm. New York Post headline screamed, "Here's blood in your eye."
Oh, boy.
Oh,
boy.
Man.
And finally.
Look at that.
Wow.
How's that clock ticking? Actually, which you have a minute and a half, so you can take your time. Which one, what?
Which one of these stars has the most lawless kid? James Brown, Michael Douglas, Nicolas Cage, Marlon Brando.
Now, you're talking about the James Brown who's dead, obviously.
Yes.
I feel good. That James Brown. Okay, what do you think, Limey?
I'm going to say Marlon Brando.
Ooh, I'm going to go Michael Douglas.
I recall Michael Douglas's son getting sent to prison, but I think Brando's kid did too, but I think Douglas's kid did longer, so I'm going to say Douglas.
I should recuse myself from this because I interviewed Marlon Brando the day before he died.
Oh, boy.
I did, and I just have just enough time to play a small snippet of it.
You do?
When he said this. I'm so ashamed of my kids. I'm embarrassed. My kids, they break the law. And they're just, excuse me. They're just not good kids. I'm embarrassed. I wish they weren't even my kids. So there you go. I'm going to go Marlon Brando.
Number four, Nick Cage's son, Winston, has been arrested 12 times. Drugs, domestic violence, reckless driving, removing a house arrest, foot bracelet, and more. Number three, James Brown's daughter, Vanessa, has been arrested a dozen times. Drugs, assault, grand theft auto. Michael Douglas' son, Cameron, only arrested 4 times for disorderly conduct, cocaine possession, then a half a pound of meth.
Five seconds.
And distributing, Marlon Brando's son, Christian, killed his sister's boyfriend. Mike Evans, say ya.
I knew it. Wow. We got it. Hey, thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is KM Jans, and you're listening to 5-9 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9TheFan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
I get things cracking first in the National Football League because all kinds of drama continues to head on to the Oakland Raiders side of things. Head coach John Gruden talking about Antonio Brown. Suspension is looming.
I'm emotional about it. I hope you understand why. I think a lot of this guy. I think Antonio is a great receiver. And I think deep down, I think he's a really good guy. So I'm frustrated. I'm not going to say any more about it. Hope it all works out.
This all stems from an argument between Brown and general manager Mike Mayock just a day ago. Meanwhile, switching over what's going on the East Coast side of things. Right now, Brown's Odell Beckham Jr. told reporters he's dealing with a hip injury. Can't run 100%, still able to give it a go on Sunday, week number one against the Tennessee Titans. In Major League Baseball, a handful of games have already come to a close. Cardinals beat up on the Giants 10-0. Mike Trout, another home run. 45th of the season. Angels lose at Oakland, though, 10-6. I'm David Gascon. We are fire!